1.1. Long, long before that incident, she'd been in the student council office on a day when school was off, feeling incredibly nervous. Ichino say Honami from first year, class B, right? Yes, she managed to squeeze out. Ichinose Honami faced Student Council Vice President Nagumo, her nerves clear on her face. This was a special one-on-one interview. What did the Student Council President say to you? He asked.
He said that now still wasn't the time.
Ichinose had wished to join the Student Council right from the start. She'd come knocking at their door right after enrolling. But Student Council President Horikita had rejected her request after interviewing her, leaving her dejected. However, Vice President Nagumo reached out to her as soon as he heard what happened. Why? Three reasons. First, she belonged to Class B, just like him. Second, her grades were excellent. Finally, she was quite attractive, which Nagumo always appreciated from the fair sex. And Ichinose easily met that last and most important requirement. The first two reasons were, after all, just icing on the cake. She had aesthetic value to him, which made her a valuable piece of property to be kept by his side.
I heard that you were on the student council when you were in junior high, said Nagumo. The president, in fact. Is that right?
Yes. That's why I wanted to join the one here.
Ichinose told the truth, but also a lie.
Yes, your homeroom teacher, Hoshinomiya-sensei, told me. It sounds like you had excellent scores on your entrance exam, too, said Nagumo.
Thank you very much,
she said humbly, though she didn't meet Nagumo's eyes.
You are, honestly, quite exceptional.
Yes, but Student Council President Horikita didn't acknowledge any of it, said Ichinose with a bitter smile.
Shame nipped at her. Shame that she hadn't managed to secure the position she knew she deserved. Even so, that faint hint of a smile remained. She wouldn't be able to make a good impression if she came in here looking all down in the dumps.
Yes, President Horikita's quite strict. Frankly, he probably passed on you because you weren't placed in Class A. He's a real stickler for position, you see.
I see, said Ichinose. Of course, Nagumo was lying.
At first glance, Horikita Manabu looked like the sort who would fixate and fuss about position. In truth, he was the very opposite. He looked deep within a person and saw the core of who they were. He knew the exceptional when he witnessed it, whether they were in Class D or Class A. But to Ichinose, still stung by his rejection, what Nagumo said felt like the truth. Ichinose sighed.
I guess I have no choice but to get to Class A if I want to join the student council.
I don't know about that. Even if you do make it to Class A, President Horikita may never acknowledge you. The fact is, Ichinose, that you were never considered a thoroughbred from the moment you entered this school. No matter how hard you work from here on, President Horikita will never accept a student who was placed in Class B, said Nagumo. With one cruel statement, the faint smile on Ichinose's face vanished.
But you're in Class B, Nagumo-senpai, and you're vice president, so...
Nagumo immediately dashed whatever faint hopes she had left.
In my case, there were two reasons. You see, I joined the student council before Horikita-senpai became president. Back then, it was a different third-year student who served as president. Horikita-senpai was the vice president and the sole person on the student council to object to my appointment. He fought until the bitter end. Ichinose says.